You've done this inside your lab already, probably. If not, we'll kind of dissect this a little bit more now. But once you've created a machine learning model, you need to be able to score it and evaluate two models against each other, so you can add in another algorithm and see which one sort of performs better. It's important to do this step because if you don't, you don't know if you're doing the proper predictions or if you have the right algorithms. You may have to go tweak them and so on. So we'll take a look at doing that briefly in this section, where we basically learn to measure the effectiveness and how efficient your model really is. There's some interesting things when we publish it that will happen as well, but let's take a brief look at how we do this. There is some math here, so there's in your study guides this week, there's some things that show you how to go off and learn more about that. You're going to need to learn things like your F score, your precision, accuracy, and recall, and something very aptly named the confusion matrix. So let's go dive in and take a peek at those. All right, by now I hope you've completed your experiment because I'm about to spill the beans on it. So if you haven't done your lab yet, make sure you go back and follow that. And you've also probably learned the dirty little secret that if you click open in Studio, it will do the work for you. Don't do that. Go open the gallery, and the gallery will have the instructions, and you try it. And then go open it in the studio. All right, so I've got that same experiment that I actually followed the directions very carefully and did exactly what they did. No, I didn't. I just opened it in studio. So I've saved it. I'm gonna go ahead and run this because what we're gonna do is we're going to evaluate it. And then I'm gonna take you a little step further here. We're gonna make it fight it out and see if we can find a better algorithm that we like. And if we do, we're gonna deploy it then and see how well it goes. Okay, so mine has finished. You hopefully did the same thing, and you got a similar result that you might see here. There's a couple things about this that's kind of interesting. One is that this is really, really good. I've got an accuracy, an area under the curve there of 91%. That's really exceptionally good. If you're 91% good at something, that's really good, unless it's like a drug trial, and then, basically one out of every 10 people won't make it if they take your drug. Not a good thing. But the thing I wanted to kind of point out here was this true positive and false negative and false positive and so on, and these will generate for you out of the scores, the accuracy, precision, recall, and F1 scores, those things put together, the confusion matrix, and then these four numbers will tell you how well the model performs. And so this one performs extraordinarily well. I trust it for most things. I'm rarely 91% good at anything. Anything above, three out of four times, 75%, pretty darn good. 91, really good. Maybe too good. You can do something that you can look up called overfitting, which is a bad idea. So what did we use? We used a two-class boosted decision tree, I think, on this one, and that seemed to be the right thing to do. But should we have used a forest? Should we have used a decision forest? I mean, I'll let you look that up. Let's do a two-class decision forest. Now, if I'm going to do this, I need to hook up everything exactly the same way. So I'm going to get another train model, and I'm going to drag that out because I need to train this other model too. And remember, it's a little backwards here. This one goes into this hole, turns in green for me, and then this one, the data itself, not the training data, goes to this one. There we go. And then I don't want to score both of them together. I don't want to evaluate both of them together. I better duplicate those and see what's going. There we go. So let's go get another score model because I got to score that one model. And so we'll go grab a score model. And what's the score model going to take? Well, it's going to take the output of the train model. Good. And it's going to take my holdout data. Remember, we need that. And now I can take this one into the right-hand side. There we go. You can duplicate that if you want. I'm going to show you what happens. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've got a little dot here. Does anybody know what that is? Value required. Oh, look. What are we doing? Think about this for a minute. Why do I have an error here? I'm going to let you think about it. Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of ways you can find this. The first is you could go click on one that's working, and you'll notice how we've selected the income as the column name, and here I've selected nothing. What am I selecting? Well, the label. What do you want to predict, Buck? So let's go get income, shall we? We'll search by name. Here's income. We go get that. We say okay, and now everything seems to work. Did you get that same thing on yours? Did you try it? All right. So it looks a little more spaghettified here. I could probably make this prettier in some way. I'm not going to. I'm just going to save it. And then let's run that and see what happens. Now, what's going to happen this time is it's going to use both algorithms. The data is going to be split up into both of them. It's going to try both of them. It's going to score both of them, and then it's going to evaluate the two against each other. And so now let's see what we look like when we visualize. You'll notice I have two lines, right? So I've got this right one here, and I've got the scored data set here. And as I change them, you can see their accuracy on this one was the area under the curve was 86%. By the way, in this case, this line roughly represents flipping a coin chance. And this represents how good at the very top of what it did, how well it could do above flipping a coin before it was shown all of the answers and could just figure things out by looking. So here's the scored data set. What this would do for us is it would tell us that, in fact, if we're going to use one of these two models, we should use the one on the left, not the one on the right. And so we might then take that one, trim out the one on the right, add a different one in, and make them fight it out again. Two man enter, one man leave. And so we get that, and that'll tell us our stuff. You've also got precision and recall and lift. There are helps on all of these. This is very math oriented, so you will need to study up on a little bit of math. Again, I go all the way back to our very first topic of selecting the right data and asking the right questions. The problem with these things is you are going to get an answer. As long as the right things go in the right places, you will get an answer. That does not mean it's right, okay? You need some people to help you interpret what that algorithm means based on the data, based on the conditions you set, and then what the answer means. Again, statisticians normally talk in this idea of trying to be pushed off a null hypothesis. The null hypothesis by default is these two things are not different. That's the null hypothesis that you normally start with in statistics. I have two things I want to compare, they're not different, and you want to be pushed off the hill. So your data scientist, the only person in your company that's constantly trying to prove him or herself wrong. Okay, good. All right, there's a lot of reading to go do on this. There's more to do. Let's jump next in the next unit on how to deploy this model. I'm going to keep this one and I'll show you what happens when we try to deploy it. I'll see you after you do your readings, your tests, your forums, your labs. Everything needs to be caught up. We talked about scoring a moment ago when we were looking at our different models, and then we passed that into an evaluate model. And so I just wanted to kind of quickly go over kind of how you can tell what these things are. Now, there's math involved with this, so in your study guides, that's really where you're going to need to spend your time this week on this particular unit. But then in the evaluations, the things that you need to care about are for classification models like we were using, you'll look at these items, the accuracy, recall, precision, and then the F1 score, and the area under the curve is the two main ones. The training log loss and the average log loss will tell you a little bit more about how well it worked. For regression models, you're going to use MAE, RAE, and MRC, RSE quite often as well, and look at the coefficient of determination. Again, these are sort of the math-oriented areas that you're going to think about. And as we saw, you can take a little look at pairing off these things against each other. That's the big takeaway for this particular module. Okay, I think that's enough. Go do some reading. There's a lot of reading to do on these topics. And if you don't quite understand something, go look it up and check it out.